Waiting patiently to talk to us now, though, is our Eyewitness News reporter, Kevin Brunt. Kevin, good afternoon. As always, thank you for joining us.
Very good afternoon to you, Amy. It's always a pleasure.
So, President Cyril Ramaphosa opened the first ever Green Hydrogen Summit in Cape Town today. What is it all about, Kev?
Yes, Amy, the President very positive about positioning South Africa as a key destination globally for the production of green hydrogen. He said that globally the demand for green hydrogen and green hydrogen-based products is rising significantly. Yesterday, some of the officials joined by the Premier also visited the site at the old Saldanha Steel plant that was closed a couple of years ago. And that site will also be used as one of the destinations where these new hydrogen plants will be put up. He also was joined by the Northern Cape Premier, Zamani Sol, and between the two provinces, the Western Cape as well as the Northern Cape, they will now establish what they call a corridor where they will share some of the infrastructure and make investments also between the two provinces possible. So the delegates there, very positive with regard to this move. It obviously happened, as the President also said, on the back of COP27, where a lot of emphasis was placed for countries to move to more carbon and less carbon intensive energy sources. And the President also highlighted this there. He also said that at the same time, it will create jobs, attract investment, and also bring development to rural provinces, something that Zamani Sol from the Northern Cape also emphasized. We know that that province has already been spearheading, so to speak, some of the renewable energy sources and the rollout and using in particular solar as well as wind power. And now it looks like the Northern Cape will be roped into, together with the Western Cape as well as other provinces, be tapping into using green hydrogen as an energy source. The President also spoke about South Africa's already established network of car exports, saying that a lot of these automakers will now be looking into utilizing hydrogen as a form of energy to drive cars, and that will also position the country, put the country in a prime position to then also get involved in the automotive sector when it incorporates hydrogen on a more industrialized scale. But just listen to what the President said, Amy.
So a new flank of economic development is opening up for us. So some people fear this just energy transition, and I say through this we will be able to open up new sectors in our economy that are going to create many more jobs. And we are also going to be sending people to various parts of the world to go and see how they have managed their own transition from fossil fuels to renewables.
Kevin, it's very exciting, particularly in the midst of the energy crisis we find ourselves in at the moment. Was there any indication of the timeline given by the President or anybody else that was there today? I mean, how long do we have to wait for all of this to be a reality?
Well, Amy, in particular, the Premier Alan Windey spoke about the memorandum of understanding that has now been agreed to between the two provinces, the Western Cape as well as the Northern Cape, to develop this hub and the corridor. And from here on, we'll see investments being tapped into this. So no specific details with regard to clear timelines of when these investments will be up and running, but a very positive notion coming from the leaders today at Century City, saying that in particular with regard to securing energy for the country going forward and the importance of tapping also now into this more greener sources of energy, that indeed these projects will be up and running and will be rolled out to boost the country's energy security. And the Premier also spoke with regard to this collaboration, saying that when they now toured yesterday at the Saldanha Steel, the old Saldanha Steel plant, saying that he cannot wait for the plant to be back up. We've heard earlier this year already the collaboration that Sasol is also involved with regard to rolling out this more cleaner energy source at this specific plant in particular. Just listen to what the Premier said.
And for many years in the Western Cape, I mean, we set up Green Cape 12 years ago, I think it was. We really have been focusing on energy game changers, on getting small embedded generation. Now with 100 megawatts, municipalities moving forward. We've still got a way to go. And that's these kind of conferences that give me hope that there's going to be even more speed in the process. We have to, you know, it's going to be 18 months, 2 years before we start seeing a difference from the current investments in our local energy supply. But these conferences and the international investors coming in, the local businesses partnering with them, it just seems to be pushing it forward at a much better rate.
Sorry about the sound problem there. Kevin, just lastly, before we let you go, and apologies if I've missed it, is this just a one-day summit?
Amy, the summit is over the next 3 days. The officials already yesterday went to the Saldanha region to look at that specific site, but it is definitely continuing tomorrow, and one of the key speakers at tomorrow's event will be Mineral Resources and Energy Minister Gwede Mantashe. We've seen how he's come out during the other conferences that took place here at the CTICC last month, speaking more directly and addressing more directly the issue with regard to Eskom and the role that diversifying our energy mix will play in future. So we do expect him to also tomorrow address in particular more specifically the issues facing Eskom again, but also giving the assurance and outlining once again what government's plans are to address these challenges. As we've also heard from the president today, that work is being done. Also present there was Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Patricia de Lille today, who said that there also work is underway to reduce the red tape that a lot of these leaders speak about that hampers these processes in getting foreign direct investment into the country, but also to get more investors, in particular with regard to this renewable energy source that a lot of excitement has been created about today, saying that South Africa is the prime location globally to be able to make use and to roll out this hydrogen as an energy form. Amy?
Kevin Brandt, Eyewitness News reporter, thank you so much for that very comprehensive report. We look forward to hearing what tomorrow brings.